Hello and welcome to a new edition of RAE, Radio Difusión Argentina al Exterior. This is the international service of the Argentine Radio. We are transmitting from the city of Buenos Aires via the shortwaves of WRMI, Miami Radio International, and also via internet on rae.com.ar. This is Fernando Farias speaking, and together with sound technician Walter Danesi, we'll be bringing you this show in English for Monday, May 12, 2025. We'll have news, sports, music, and we'll have two features. One on Julio Sosa, the late tango singer, Uruguayan-born and one of the most important in the 20th century. Some call him the heir of Gardel, a debate that is always was, especially in the 20th century, was out there in the mid-20th century after Gardel's death in 1935. There were loads of discussions about who was the one to take the mantle of being like the number one tango singer, and Julio Sosa was certainly one of the top contenders for that title of being the following or the next Gardel. But he had a very particular type of singing with a very deep voice and a kind of a persona that he interpreted very well, of being a very macho man, kind of that characteristic type of character of the tango scene in the mid-20th century, very masculine and that kind of stuff. We'll also have a feature on Mafalda, the famous cartoon character. We'll be talking a lot about El Eternauta, the Argentine comic book, which is the source material for this Netflix hit series that is on the top 10 of the Netflix platform around the world. Well, it is based on a comic, and there are two comics which are very popular in Argentina, or the most important. One is El Eternauta and the other one is Mafalda, and we'll have this feature on Mafalda, the cartoon character created by Kino in the early 1960s. If you want to get in touch with us, you can send an email to qslrai@gmail.com or a letter to Maipú Street, 555, and then of course Buenos Aires, Argentina. Either way is okay for sending reception reports if you are a DXer. And you can listen to us on the shortwaves of WRMI, Miami Radio International, and also via internet on rae.com.ar, plus our app for mobile devices that you can download for free, Digital RAE. All right, folks, so we are now ready to get started with the news. These are the headlines. In his first Sunday Mass, Leo XIV invoked Francis and called for peace. Argentina's election calendar begins in four provinces. Nazi documents uncovered in Argentina's Supreme Court archives. Colombia, President Petro's total peace plan sees first guerrilla disarmament. Sports, Boca and Independiente to face off in Argentine League quarterfinals. And these are the news. The newly elected Pope, Leo XIV, led his first Sunday Mass at the Vatican. In his first Angelus message, the pontiff remembered his late predecessor, Argentina's Jorge Bergoglio, and called for peace. Speaking from the balcony of the St. Peter's Basilica before 100,000 people, American-born Robert Prevost warned of a third world war in pieces, and he then stressed, as Pope Francis often said, never again, war. Nazi era documents from the 1940s have been found in the archives of the Supreme Court of Argentina. The material was discovered by staff conducting an inventory for a planned museum of the tribunal. Due to the significance of the discovery, Supreme Court President Horacio Rosati ordered a thorough investigation. According to judicial sources, the boxes contain Nazi propaganda literature meant to spread that ideology in Argentina. The boxes containing it were reportedly sent by the German embassy in Tokyo to Buenos Aires aboard of a ship that arrived in June 1941. The crates were seized by Argentine customs officials and referred to the Foreign Ministry, which was then led by Enrique Ruiz Guinasu. The case was handled by a congressional commission investigating anti-Argentine activities, and the evidence was transferred to the judiciary. It is still unclear how the documents were lost from public records and only resurfaced now. Argentina's 2025 election calendar has begun with local votes in four provinces. On Sunday, citizens in Salta, Jujuy, Chaco and San Luis went to the polls to elect provincial lawmakers. In all four provinces, candidates backed by local governments were victorious. In Salta, Governor Gustavo Sáenz said, "I don't know how provincial elections are read, but if we won 11 out of 12 Senate seats and 20 out of 30 in the lower house, I think we can say we won." In Chaco, the ruling party, in alliance with Milei's Liberty Advances party, also claimed victory. In San Luis, local leader Claudio Poggi celebrated as his candidates topped the polls. In Jujuy, the governor's party led with nearly 40% of the votes, followed by Liberty Advances with about 20%. Analysts noted that Peronism, which is the main opposition to Milei, failed to win any contests, even though it secured a few seats in local legislations. Next Sunday, May 18, the calendar continues in the capital of the country, Buenos Aires City, where local lawmakers will be elected. There, the presidential Palace or the Casa Rosada backs a candidate which is very close to President Milei, his official spokesperson Manuel Adorni. In Colombia, President Gustavo Petro has achieved the first milestone in his total peace plan, which aims to disarm all guerrilla groups in the country. This weekend, fighters from the group known as Comuneros del Sur, a dissident faction of the National Liberation Army, laid down their weapons. One of their leaders, Roger Garzón, signed the agreement with Mr. Petro and declared, "We believe armed struggle is obsolete." The move involves disarming around 300 fighters who will return to civilian life, according to official sources. The president announced the weapons will be destroyed by the Colombian army. He hopes, let's recall, to replicate the 2016 deal that ended the conflict with the country's largest guerrilla force, the FARC, with other armed groups. And now, sports. The round of 16 of Argentina's Apertura football tournament is underway, and several quarter-final matchups have already been decided. On Saturday, San Lorenzo beat Tigre 2-1 and now will be facing Argentinos Juniors, who themselves defeated Instituto 3-1. Rosario Central overcame Estudiantes de La Plata 2-0 and will meet Huracán, that edged Riestra 3-2. Racing lost at home to Platense 1-0, who now await the winner of Monday's match between River and Barraca Central. Boca Juniors reached the quarterfinals after a penalty shootout win over Lanús, following a goalless draw. They will face Independiente de Avellaneda, that beat Independiente Rivadavia 1-0. According to tournament rules, knockout games are hosted by the team with a better goal difference. The final will be held on June 1. At a neutral venue, the Madre de Ciudades, or Mother of Cities Stadium, in Santiago del Estero, province's capital. And these were the news on RAE, Radio Difusión Argentina al Exterior.
RAE, Argentina al Mundo.
RAE, Argentina, 面向世界.
RAE, Argentina vers le monde.
RAE, Argentina to the world.
RAE, 世界に向けて, Argentin.
RAE, Argentina al Mundo.
La RAE, Argentina al Mundo.
RAE, Argentinian in the Welt.
RAE, Argentina al Mundo.
Coming up, a feature on tango singer Julio Sosa. But before that, a little bit of Argentine hard rock with Argentina's most notable hard rock band, Rata Blanca, that was touring Spain this past weekend. And this is a live rendition of their classic hit, Aún Estás en Mis Sueños, You're Still in My Dreams.
Por la noche me las dejó.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
RAE, Argentina, 面向世界.
RAE, Argentina vers le monde.
RAE, Argentina to the world.
RAE, 世界に向けて Argentina.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
La RAE, Argentina al mondo.
RAE, Argentina in die Welt.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
RAE, Argentina to the World, presents. Julio Sosa.The icon of tango.
Yo he vivido dando tumbo, rodando por el mundo y haciéndome el destino.
Considered one of the most important tango singers of the second half of the 20th century, Julio Sosa was born in Uruguay, but he made his career in Argentina. And in only 15 years, since he died quite young in an accident, he became one of the top icons of tango history.Julio Sosa was born in 1926 in a locality close to Montevideo. His father was a rural peon and his mother a laundress. To help his family, Julio had to work since he was a very young child. His first works were a delivery boy for a drugstore,a shoe shiner and a newsboy. Despite many difficulties, he completed his primary school. And while he grew up, he became to like tango more and more. The music was in fashion both in Uruguay and Argentina at the time. At the age of 16, Julio Sosa already performed in different theater stages of his birthplace, where contests were the rule. Shortly later, he won a contest and was invited to join Carlos Gilardoni's orchestra as a vocalist. The orchestra performed in different localities near his house and in Montevideo. Time later, he leaves Carlos Gilardoni's group,and after very short contributions to other tango groups, he landed in Luis Caruso's orchestra, with whom he made his first recordings in 1948. Despite those first recordings, Julio Sosa did not reach a special recognition in his country and decided to try his chances in Argentina. Historian Luis Billo tells us about that time.
Ya con visión de cruzar el charco para este lado del Río de la Plata,necesitaba un material grabado como carta de presentación.
Having already made up his mind to come to Buenos Aires, Julio realized he needed some recorded material as a letter of introduction. He took advantage of his job at the Luis Caruso Sextet and recorded with Sonder Recording House. Caruso recorded with the voice of Sosa, who was still an illustrious nobody. And holding the material under his arm and the contribution of some friends that made a raffle to collect some money for him, he got on the ship that crossed the River Plate.
estoy en pampa y la vía como viola en el empeño, enfundado en mi tristeza porque tengo corazón, pifiando siempre la suerte, errando como un maleta, como perro en cancha de bocha la gente me hace gambeta, porque soy pa' todo el mundo uno más entre el montón. Porque a mí me importa poco la ventaja que da el oro, soy amigo del que tiene una pena o un dolor, a los necios los desprecio, no ambiciono sus riquezas, y con tal que por el vidrio de la ventana en mi pieza pueda mirar una estrella, nada más le pido a Dios. Yo he cenado muchas noches con un verso de Carriego, con 10 guitas en el bolsillo, hasta supe sonreír en la cola de los vivos. A mí no me van a ver. Yo sé bien que soy bohemio, tengo mucha plata en sueños, soy así, ¿qué voy a hacer? Yo pude alcanzar el cielo, pero a cambio de esa altura debía vender el alma y arrastrar mi dignidad, andar siempre de rodillas, no pensar en la decencia, olvidar el catecismo, dejar de lado la conciencia, y ya ven, he preferido seguir a Mate y a Pan. Porque no mido al amigo por los billetes que tenga, y nunca quise arrimarme donde más calienta el sol, si en el catre del otario el vivo duerme la siesta, y si otario se le llama al que todo lo respeta, seré un gil para esos vivos, oh, que no tienen corazón. Yo he cenado muchas noches con un verso de Carriego, con 10 guitas en el bolsillo, hasta supe sonreír en la cola de los vivos. A mí no me van a ver. Yo sé bien que soy bohemio, tengo mucha plata en sueños, soy así, ¿qué voy a hacer?
Here in Buenos Aires, after lodging with a friend, he started working as a vocalist of a guitar ensemble that played in the evenings at a bar in the neighborhood of Chacarita. It was winter in 1949. A month later, his career was already going up.
En aquel café de Chacarita lo escuchó un autor de letras de tango, Raúl Ormaza.
A tango lyricist who happened to be at the bar in the neighborhood of Chacarita heard him. The lyricist, Raúl Ormaza, was a voice hunter who visited the bars during the evenings trying to spot new show figures. He heard Sosa sing and without any comment took his name to the Pontier and Franchini's orchestra, which was looking for a voice to replace Raúl Verón, who had just left them. Julio Sosa goes for an audition with conductors Pontier and Franchini the day the orchestra was playing at the Piccadilly Theatre. He interpreted "He Cried Like a Woman," and Franchini, astonished, sent for Pontier to hear him. Julio Sosa then sang "Old Tuxedo," and he was offered to start working right away. His debut in borrowed clothes is recalled by interpreter Alberto Podestá and historian Luis Bicho.
Cantó y de bueno, la gente, imagínate.
He sang and then imagined the surprise of the people. The guy sang and moved his hands, making lots of gestures. And the voice, a queer voice, and he moved in a no common way. We were singers who came on the stage and sang. Nobody dared to move their hands or their bodies, for that matter. We held the microphone and sang. And then Sosa appeared. And gosh, he stays. Pontier said that that evening the people stopped and turned to look at the stage. Nobody danced. And then Pontier said, "This guy is gifted." Thank you.
después de tanto tiempo de no verte, de no hablarte, ya cansado de buscarte, siempre, siempre. Siento que me voy muriendo por tu olvido lentamente, y en el frío de mi frente tus besos no dejarán. Sé que mucho me has querido, tanto, tanto como yo, pero en cambio yo he sufrido mucho, mucho más que vos. No sé por qué te perdí, tampoco sé cuándo fue, pero a tu lado dejé toda mi vida. Y hoy que estás lejos de mí y has conseguido olvidar, soy un pasaje de tu vida, nada más. Es muy poco lo que falta para irme con la muerte. Ya mis ojos no han de verte nunca, nunca. Y si un día por mi culpa una lágrima vertiste, porque tanto me quisiste, sé que me perdonarás.
Sosa stayed 4 years with Franchini and Pontier's orchestra, until 1953, when another conductor, Francisco Rotundo, offered him a much better salary. This is a prosperous time for Sosa. He paid off some debts and moved houses. In 1955, he was called in once again by Pontier's orchestra that had separated from Franchini. Sosa is already one of the most popular singers of the time. In 1960, Sosa decided to start as a soloist. He left Pontier and called bandoneon player Leopoldo Federico to organize an orchestra and accompany him. And at the time he premiered his first recording, he was given a nickname, the Tango Icon.
Otario, que andas penando.
With Leopoldo Federico, Julio Sosa recorded 64 tangos. He also acted in a film and published a book of poems. I made a hit of his version of the Comparsita, recited with the verses of Why I Sing Like This. Leopoldo Federico and historian Biggio recall the moment.
Pero lo estaba tocando yo en un baile, la Comparsita, y él se acercó al lado mío así y me dijo, ¿querés que la recite?
I was playing La Comparsita, the instrumental version. Julio Sosa approached me and asked me if I wanted him to recite it. Okay, go ahead, do it, I said. What should I say? The Comparsita is an instrumental tango. And he started singing the verses of Celedonio Flores on Why I Sing Like This. It was an immediate hit. People started clapping. He premiered the Comparsita there, and on the next day the public shouted for more. And the end of the show was set. Julio covered the whole show with all the songs he had to, but at the end, the last piece was always La Comparsita.
Pido permiso, señores. Este tango habla por mí. Y mi voz entre sus sones dirá por qué canto así. Porque cuando pibe me acunaba en tangos la canción materna para llamar el sueño. Y escuché el rezongo de los bandoneones bajo el emparrado de mi patio viejo, porque vi el desfile de las inclemencias con mis pobres ojos llorosos y abiertos, y en la triste pieza de mis buenos viejos cantó la pobreza su canción de invierno. Y yo me hice en tangos, me fui modelando en barro, en miseria, en las amarguras que da la pobreza, en llantos de madre, en la rebeldía del que es fuerte y tiene que cruzar los brazos cuando el hambre viene. Y yo me hice en tango porque, porque el tango es macho, porque el tango es fuerte, tiene olor a vida, tiene gusto a muerte. Porque quise mucho y porque me engañaron y pasé la vida masticando sueños. Porque soy un árbol que nunca dio frutos, porque soy un perro que no tiene dueño, porque tengo odios que nunca los digo, porque cuando quiero, porque cuando quiero me desangro en besos, porque quise mucho y no me han querido, por eso canto tan triste, por eso.
Julio Sosa had a very chaotic life, lots of excesses, tobacco and alcohol. It was also popular, his love for cars and speed. And there it was. It was in a car accident that he died in 1964. He was just 38. In only 15 years of professional career, he became one of the top idols of tango history.
He llegado hasta tu casa, yo no sé cómo he podido. Si me han dicho que no estás, que ya nunca volverás, si me han dicho que te has ido. Cuánta nieve hay en mi alma, qué silencio hay en tu puerta. Al llegar hasta el umbral, un cantado de dolor me detuvo el corazón. Nada, nada queda en tu casa natal, solo telarañas que teje el yuyal y el rosal. Tampoco existe y es seguro que se ha muerto al irte tú. Todo es una cruz, nada, nada más que tristeza y quietud. Nadie que me diga si vives aún, dónde estás, para decirte que hoy he vuelto arrepentido a buscar tu amor. Ya me alejo de tu casa y me voy yo ni sé dónde. Sin querer te digo adiós y hasta el eco de tu voz de la nada me responde. En la cruz de tu candado, por tu pena yo he rezado.
RAE, Argentina to the World, presented Julio Sosa, the tango icon.
Nada, nada queda en tu casa natal, solo telarañas que teje el yuyal.
Production, Julieta Galván. Edition, Julián Carballo. The Voice, Miriam Turcula.
Todo es una cruz, nada, nada más que tristeza y quietud. Nadie que me diga si vives aún, ¿dónde estás? Para decirte que hoy he vuelto arrepentido a buscar tu amor.
Okay, we've got time for something else, music-wise. And from tango, we move to modern rock. That's to say, music by one of the most important bands of the 21st century in Argentina. El Mató a un Policía Motorizado, mainly known as El Mató, just like that. For people, I don't know, below the age of 40, this is a very important band, and even for people above that age, headed by It's frontman and lead singer Santiago Motorizado, that's how he calls himself, who's also been a solo artist, but this is from the band El Mató, that's how everybody calls this group. Macanas. Macanas is when somebody screws up, or I fucked up. That's the meaning of the word Macana. Like you screw up a situation, or you simply fuck up a situation, if you excuse my language, but that's basically what a macana is. Me mandé una macana, or se mandó una macana, is like somebody made a serious and oftenly clumsy mistake.
Rai, Argentine vers le monde.
Rai, Argentina to the world.
Rai, 世界に向けて Argentina.
Rai, Argentina au mundo.
La Rai, Argentina al mundo.
Rai, Argentinian in the world.
Rai, Argentina al mundo.
Rai, Argentina to the world presents 10 Argentine people who impressed the world. Mafalda, the girl that thinks, claims, and dreams.
Atención, apunten, canten, desarrúguense, florezcan, desabróchense la risa.
One day, in March 1962, Mafalda was born. A character created for an advertisement, which would become a cartoon in 1964. The cartoon magazines had a large tradition in Argentina, associated to critical and political humor. They had already appeared in the 19th century, but none of their characters was a child, and least of all, a girl.
Atención, alumbren, nazcan, desbarátense, ofrezcan.
What was expected of a girl in the 60s? That she went to primary school, then to secondary school, to get trained as a teacher, and that she got married and had her own family. Exceptionally, a woman could follow a professional career that kept her away from marriage and children. That universe, already in conflict, the questioning of the role of housewife versus a working-out woman, and many other paradigms born in the aftermath of the Second World War, fed the character of Mafalda. Quino, whose real name is Joaquín Lavado, not only struck the attention of readers with a character like this, but also filled Mafalda and her friends with the most bitter criticisms of the political and social situation in Argentina and the world. The fact that Mafalda started in 1964 and ended in 1973 is quite surprising. Dozens of millions of people think that Mafalda's arguments are still as contemporary as if Quino had written them for the occasion. Quino never suspected, when he created the character, that the musing of these children would be translated into 26 languages. Japanese, Italian, Portuguese, Greek, French, Dutch, to name a few.
Uno, dos, uno, dos, uno, dos, uno, dos, uno, dos, uno, dos.
¿Vas a leer?
Sí, un ratito.
Acuérdate que mañana tenemos que madrugar. Hay que llevar a Mafalda a la escuela.
Joaquinito, Quinito, or Quino appeared in the cartoon to interpret Mafalda's friends as the need arose. Felipe first, Manolito, Susanita, Miguelito.
Y este es el mundo de Mafalda.
And finally, Libertad, the little girl who exhibits her revolutionary and libertarian principles every time she can. The space voyages, gender equality, democracy, justice, the wars, the mass appearance of TV, peace in the world, the Beatles, urban life, rebellion, the world of business and businessmen, the most common traditions of the middle class.
In the town where I was born, lived a man who sailed to sea, and he told us of his life in the land. Submarines, so we sailed on to the sun till we found the sea of green, and we lived beneath the waves in our yellow submarine.
We all live in a yellow submarine, yellow submarine, yellow submarine.
Those and many other topics cross the universe of Mafalda. a universe which, no doubt, changed, but whose main concerns continue asking the same questions and wishing happiness to humanity. It is Mafalda who says, "And when the consumer society achieves the consumer repletion, what?" It is her who states, "This dictionary is garbage because it says that the world comes from the Latin expression mundus, and the important thing is not where it comes from, but where it is heading to." Or, "If cars want to commit suicide, it is up to them. What I do not understand is that mania they have to commit suicide when they are taking people in them." Or, "I wonder whether modern life is not more modern than life."
In the town where I was born, lived a man who said to see.
Mafalda readers have seen more than once that she looks for, gets worried about, and even suffers for the world peace, hunger, and illiteracy. The planet, one of Mafalda's favorite toys, had suffocated the great fire of war less than 20 years ago, and beat at the rhythm of those utopias because the good-thinking majority was pretty sure that with peace, education, and social welfare, a society without wars could be built. Without exaggeration, Mafalda could be the number one flag bearer at the United Nations, because there, the hopes of a world based on dialogue would be deposited.
Vendo este monigote, se lo vendo por dos reales. Vendo este monigote, se lo vendo por dos reales. Y si no tiene dinero, me lo paga con un baile. Y si no tiene dinero, me lo paga con un baile. Aquí está mi monigote, aquí está mi monigote, aquí está mi monigote. Cómprelo, doña Juana, que le vendo cosa buena. Cómprelo, doña Juana, que le vendo cosa buena. Se alimenta con jarabe, con batata y berenjena. Se alimenta con jarabe, con batata y berenjena. Aquí está mi monigote, aquí está mi monigote, aquí está mi monigote. Y si salta medianoche, doña Juana, no se asuste. Aquí está mi monigote, aquí está mi monigote, aquí está mi monigote.
In Mafalda's last cartoon, she appears asleep and smiling. It is June 1973. Argentina had just recovered democracy after elections with no bans and few days after the political prisoners were all set free. In Latin America, democracies are the rule, and the military coups that will spread the region with dictatorships had not started yet. The girl dreams, and in her dream, the world is run over by a huge demonstration, almost as if it were a premonitory nightmare of the approaching barbaric events, first in Uruguay, later in Chile, later still in Bolivia, Susanita said. Idiot, you have a nightmare and you still laugh. Mafalda, a cartoon born in the Southern Hemisphere, became the humor paradigm and critical thought, and continues representing the tenderness and the dreams that keeps her still alive. RAE, Argentina to the World, presented 10 Argentine people who impress the world. Mafalda, the girl that thinks, claims, and dreams. Script and production, Darío Burstein. Edition, Matías Arrezaigor. The voice, Miriam Turcula.
Okay, and after this feature on Mafalda, the cartoon character, we've got time for one more song before signing off. And this is another song included in the soundtrack of El Eternauta, this science fiction series that we invite you to check out. In my opinion, it's pretty good. It's very entertaining. And, well, we are promoting it because it's Argentine. It is based on an Argentine comic book. It is an Argentine production, and it features a lot of Argentine music. One of the songs that is not only used, but is sung by the characters, is a classic by group Manal, which is considered to be one of the founding groups of Argentine rock, in Spanish, thanks to its late leader, drummer, singer, songwriter, Javier Martinez, was actually a poet, not just a musician, was a poet that really poured Buenos Aires urban scenes into his art, his lyrics. The song used by Manal in El Eternauta, that is used at the beginning and also in a very important climatic scene near the end of the first season. I'm not going to spoil anything, but the song is sung by the characters. It's called Jugo de Tomate, Tomato Juice.
Que te da la vida, da un tiempo para decidir, eligiendo inteligentemente, todo el mundo podrá ser feliz. Jugo de tomate frío, jugo de tomate frío, en las venas deberás tener. Si quieres ser un terrible vago, da-da, todo el día pasa arriba y a dormir. O elegiste ser un tipo capo, siempre serio y que da temor, te verás tener. Jugo de tomate frío, jugo de tomate frío, en las venas deberás tener. Quieres triunfar con las mujeres, tener muchas que lloren por vos. Tendrás que ser muy poco inteligente, tener dinero y una buena voz. Pero jugo de tomate frío, jugo de tomate frío, en las venas deberás tener. Quieres ser un hombre importante, que se hable todo el día de vos, o querés
inmortalizarte como héroe, asesino o semidios. Ah, jugo de tomate frío, jugo de tomate frío, en las venas deberás tener.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
RAE, Argentina 面向世界。
RAE, Argentina vers le monde.
RAE, Argentina to the world.
RAE, 世界に向けて Argentina.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
RAE, Argentina al mondo.
RAE, Argentinian in die Welt.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
And before signing off, let's go over the headlines again. In his first Sunday Mass, Leo XIV invoked Francis and called for peace. Argentina's election calendar begins in four provinces. Nazi documents uncovered in Argentina's Supreme Court archive.Colombia, President Petro's total peace plan sees first guerrilla disarmament. Sports, Boca and Independiente to face off in Argentina's league quarterfinal. And thus we come to the end of today's edition of RAE, Radio Difusión Argentina al Exterior in English, for May 12, 2025. Our sound technician today was...Walter Danesi, and the host, yours truly, Fernando Farias. We hope you really enjoy today's program and would like you to join us tomorrow for a new one. Thank you. Hasta mañana.